time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's 2024, a time for New Year's resolutions, but some things we just want to keep the same. And one of those things are abandon Manitoba. Gordon Goldsborough joins me now. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
Happy New Year.
And to you too.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, listeners may recall that last week we reviewed some of the noteworthy Manitobans who passed away in 2023. So I thought, while we're on the theme of loss, maybe we should review some of the historic buildings and other structures that disappeared last year.
How many losses were there in 2023 compared to previous years?
Well, the MHS has only been tracking losses for the past 10 years, so we don't have long-term data. But what I can tell you is that our yearly average over the last decade has been 16 structures lost each year, but it ranges from a low of 7 to a high of 28. Last year, 2023, our total was 20, so it's kind of in the middle there. The oldest of the structures dated from 1884. That was the former Vulcan Iron Works here in Winnipeg, destroyed by a huge fire in July. The youngest building was from 1970. That doesn't seem very long ago to me. That was the former fire hall in St. Boniface, designed, by the way, by noted architect Etienne Gabory. It was demolished in June.
And how do you find out about the losses?
Well, I try as much as possible to watch things like newspapers, websites, social media posts that refer to historic buildings that have been destroyed. But I'm sure that I miss a whole lot of them. You know, of the 20 losses in 2023, I can't even vouch for all of them being gone. Because in some cases, I'm going on what I was told by someone, and I didn't witness it personally.
We need a special hotline for you, Gordon, whenever this happens, I think.
Absolutely.
Now, the MHS produces this annual endangered structures list. Were any of those lost in 2023?
Well, yeah. For the last 5 years, we have produced for Canada Historic Places Day in early July a list of 10 structures that we feel are especially at threat. To the best of our knowledge, none of the items on any of these 5 years was lost in 2023. But there is news to report about one of the structures on our 2021 list.
Oh, what's that?
Well, in 2021, we included on our list a fallout reporting post in southeastern Manitoba. We talked about these fallout reporting posts here on Abandoned Manitoba back in 2019. This was one of nearly 200 underground shelters built in the early 1960s to monitor radiation in the event of an exchange of nuclear missiles between the United States and the Soviet Union. Well, of course, none of these fallout reporting posts were used, but many of them are still out there on the landscape. The one on our list had been subject to numerous break-ins, so worried government employees were planning to fill it with sand to prevent people from going inside. Well, instead, back in November, the fallout reporting post was dug out of the ground and moved to a museum at Miami, Manitoba, where it will be restored to the way it would have looked in its prime. So it's gone from the original site, and that's why we list it. But in my view, this is the best possible outcome for this interesting reminder of the Cold War.
And what are some of the buildings lost in 2023?
Well, in terms of residential buildings, there were three apartment blocks. There was the Windsor Hotel, which I know from the name makes you think that it's not an apartment block, but it actually started originally as the LeClaire Apartments back in 1903. It was destroyed by fire in September. We have the Schreiberg block on Selkirk Avenue, designed by noted architect Max Blankstein and built in 1914. It was demolished in May. And the one that I think was the most significant, the Saigon Apartments from 1952. It was the first building in Canada to be constructed using a technique called lift slab. It was demolished in April. And in fact, right across the street from the Saigon Apartments was a large house built in 1907 for businessman John Falls. Well, the Falls house fell, so to speak, in September. But that's not the only category of buildings that came down. We had schools. And as far as I know, there were three of them lost in 2023. The youngest of them was the former Allard School. It was later the Winnipeg Police Academy here in Winnipeg. It opened in 1967, so it's not that old. The oldest of the schools, however, was the former school at Pine Falls, the oldest part of which was built in 1926. It was destroyed by fire in October, although it had been closed since 2007. In between these extremes was the number 10 Service Flying Training School. That was at Dauphin, a facility of the Second World War where air crews were trained for service overseas. A large aircraft hangar at the site is presently being taken apart to reuse some of its better quality wooden timbers.
Are there other historic buildings outside of Winnipeg that were lost in 2023?
Oh, yes, indeed. There was Barney's Motel at Brandon. You know, we talked about it here last March. It was demolished, actually, a few weeks later after we talked about it. And I just read the other day that the lot, which is at the corner of Highways 1 and 10, prime real estate, actually has been sold for future redevelopment. So we'll be seeing something else replacing Barney's in the near future. I was also in Brandon a few weeks ago, and I got some bricks for my collection from the former Brandon YWCA building on 11th Street. It was in the process of demolition. It had been built in 1917. And then we have two rural bank buildings that were demolished last year, the former Bank of Montreal at Austin. It opened in 1920 as a branch of the Merchants Bank, and we have the Bank of Montreal at Carberry, which opened back in 1901 as a branch of the Union Bank of Canada. In fact, one redeeming feature of the Carberry demolition was that the large brick and stone building was deconstructed slowly, so its materials could be reused. So the building is gone, but hopefully its parts will live on.
Now, I know grain elevators are close to your heart, so I'm almost too scared to ask, but were any of them among the losses?
Well, yes, of course. I am fascinated by grain elevators, and we do at the Manitoba Historical Society maintain a countdown of surviving wooden grain elevators. That countdown presently stands at 119. Now, that sounds like a lot, but only roughly half of them remain in use. The rest stand vacant. They're just simply too small for modern agriculture. Surprisingly, only one elevator was lost in 2023. That was the one at Saint-Jean-Baptiste, built in 1951 by the Manitoba Pool, and it was destroyed by fire last October. It was a very active elevator, too, so it's really sad that it's now gone.
You're also passionate about old bridges, and who doesn't love an old bridge? What about them? Were any of those lost?
Well, I'm tracking highway bridges that were built before 1930, of which we've mapped over 160 around the province. So there are lots of old bridges out there, and old bridges have been much in the public mind the last year, mostly, I think, due to the closure of the Arlington Bridge from 1912, because of concerns over its structural integrity. Some Winnipeggers, I think, might like to close the city's two oldest bridges, the Louise Bridge, dating from 1910, and the Redwood Bridge from 1908. However, in 2023, only one old bridge was lost. It was a concrete beam bridge at Rose Isle, Manitoba, that was built in 1923. It was replaced by a modern bridge.
Now, I joked about having a hotline, but, you know, if listeners do know about other historic structures that came down in 2023, what can they do?
Well, they should definitely contact me. You know, the Manitoba Historical Society has mapped thousands of items all over the province. We can't keep track of all of them without local help. So whenever an historic old building or bridge or any structure, for that matter, is destroyed, whatever the means by which it's destroyed, whether by fire or demolition or whatever, I want to know about it. So, you know, so please, listeners, contact me here at the Weekend Morning Show or to send me an email at gordon@mhs.mb.ca.
Thank you so much for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, I had an opportunity recently to tour a vacant building in downtown Winnipeg that had a long history connected to electricity and immorality. And now, if that sounds like an odd combination, all will be revealed next week.
Sounds scandalous to me, and you know how I like a little historical scandal.
Well, wait for it.
Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.